The Consolation of Philosophy by Boethius. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Consolation of Philosophy is a philosophical work by Boethius, written around the year 524 AD. It has been described as the single most important and influential work in the West on medieval and early Renaissance Christianity, as well as the last great Western work of the classical period. The Consolation of Philosophy is a dialogue between Boethius and Lady Philosophy, in which Boethius seeks consolation for his suffering. Lady Philosophy guides Boethius through a series of logical arguments and analogies, ultimately leading him to understand the nature of true happiness and the ultimate purpose of life. The work is divided into five books, each of which deals with a different aspect of philosophy. In the first book, Lady Philosophy introduces herself to Boethius and explains the nature of true happiness. She argues that true happiness is found in the pursuit of wisdom and virtue, and that it is not dependent on external circumstances. In the second book, Lady Philosophy explains the nature of fortune and how it affects human life. She argues that fortune is unpredictable and that it is foolish to rely on it for happiness. In the third book, Lady Philosophy explains the nature of free will and how it affects human life. She argues that free will is a gift from God and that it is necessary for true happiness. In the fourth book, Lady Philosophy explains the nature of divine providence and how it affects human life. She argues that divine providence is the ultimate source of all good and that it is necessary for true happiness. In the fifth book, Lady Philosophy explains the nature of eternity and how it affects human life. She argues that eternity is the ultimate source of all good and that it is necessary for true happiness. The Consolation of Philosophy is a timeless work that has been read and studied by generations of readers. It is a powerful reminder of the importance of pursuing wisdom and virtue, and of the ultimate purpose of life. It is a work that has inspired countless readers to seek a deeper understanding of the world and of themselves. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The nature of fortune. Boethius argues that fortune is a fickle and unpredictable force that can bring both good and bad luck. He suggests that it is best to accept the changes that fortune brings and to remain humble in the face of its power. Boethius argues that fortune is a fickle and unpredictable force that can bring both good and bad luck. He suggests that it is best to accept the changes that fortune brings and to remain humble in the face of its power. Fortune is a powerful force that can bring both joy and sorrow, and it is impossible to predict when it will bring either. Boethius believes that it is best to accept the changes that fortune brings and to remain humble in the face of its power. He argues that it is foolish to try to control fortune, as it is an unpredictable and uncontrollable force. Fortune can bring both good and bad luck, and it is important to be prepared for both. Boethius suggests that it is best to remain humble and to accept whatever fortune brings, as it is impossible to control it. Fortune is a powerful force that can bring both joy and sorrow, and it is important to be prepared for both. Boethius also argues that it is important to remember that fortune is not the only force at work in the world. He suggests that it is important to remember that there are other forces at work, such as fate, luck, and divine will. He believes that it is important to remember that these forces can also bring both good and bad luck, and that it is important to be prepared for both. Boethius suggests that it is important to remember that fortune is not the only force at work in the world, and that it is important to be prepared for whatever comes. Ultimately, Boethius argues that it is best to accept the changes that fortune brings and to remain humble in the face of its power. He suggests that it is important to remember that fortune is not the only force at work in the world, and that it is important to be prepared for whatever comes. Boethius believes that it is best to accept the changes that fortune brings and to remain humble in the face of its power, as it is impossible to control it. Main idea number 2. The nature of free will. Boethius argues that humans have the power of free will, which allows them to make choices and take responsibility for their actions. He suggests that this power is a gift from God and should be used wisely. Boethius argues that humans have the power of free will, which allows them to make choices and take responsibility for their actions. He suggests that this power is a gift from God and should be used wisely. Boethius further explains that free will is a part of human nature, and that it is a fundamental part of our existence. He states that free will is the ability to choose between good and evil, and that it is the basis of morality. He also argues that free will is necessary for humans to be able to make decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. Boethius believes that free will is a divine gift, and that it is essential for humans to be able to make moral choices and to be responsible for their actions. Boethius also argues that free will is a part of human nature, and that it is essential for humans to be able to make moral choices and to be held accountable for their actions. He states that free will is the ability to choose between good and evil, and that it is the basis of morality. He further explains that free will is necessary for humans to be able to make decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. Boethius believes that free will is a divine gift, and that it should be used wisely. He suggests that free will is a part of our existence, and that it is a fundamental part of our nature. Main idea number 3. The nature of happiness. Boethius argues that true happiness comes from within and is not dependent on external factors such as wealth or power. He suggests that true happiness is found in living a life of virtue and wisdom. Boethius argues that true happiness is not dependent on external factors such as wealth or power. He suggests that true happiness is found in living a life of virtue and wisdom. He believes that true happiness comes from within and is not dependent on material possessions or status. He argues that true happiness is found in living a life of integrity and purpose, and that it is not something that can be bought or taken away. He believes that true happiness is found in living a life of virtue and wisdom, and that it is something that can be cultivated and nurtured. He suggests that true happiness is found in living a life of self-reflection and contemplation, and that it is something that can be achieved through a life of contemplation and self-reflection. Boethius also argues that true happiness is not something that can be taken away or diminished by external forces. He suggests that true happiness is something that is within us and that it is something that can be cultivated and nurtured. He believes that true happiness is something that is found in living a life of virtue and wisdom, and that it is something that can be achieved through a life of contemplation and self-reflection. He argues that true happiness is something that is found in living a life of integrity and purpose, and that it is something that can be cultivated and nurtured. Ultimately, Boethius argues that true happiness is something that comes from within and is not dependent on external factors such as wealth or power. He suggests that true happiness is found in living a life of virtue and wisdom, and that it is something that can be cultivated and nurtured. He believes that true happiness is something that is found in living a life of integrity and purpose, and that it is something that can be achieved through a life of contemplation and self-reflection. Main idea number 4. The nature of suffering. Boethius argues that suffering is an inevitable part of life and should be accepted as such. He suggests that suffering can be used as an opportunity to grow and learn from one's mistakes. Boethius argues that suffering is an unavoidable part of life and should be accepted as such. He believes that suffering can be used as a tool to help us grow and learn from our mistakes. He states that suffering is a part of life, and it is through suffering that we can learn and grow. He goes on to say that we must accept suffering as a part of life, and use it to our advantage. Boethius believes that by accepting suffering, we can learn from our mistakes and become better people. He believes that suffering can be used as a way to gain wisdom and understanding. Boethius also argues that suffering can be used to help us appreciate the good things in life. He states that suffering can help us to appreciate the good things in life, and to be thankful for them. He believes that by going through suffering, we can learn to appreciate the good things in life and be thankful for them. He believes that suffering can be used as a way to gain perspective and understanding. Boethius argues that suffering can be used as a way to gain insight and understanding. He states that suffering can be used as a way to gain insight and understanding. He believes that by going through suffering, we can gain insight and understanding into our lives and the world around us. He believes that suffering can be used as a way to gain wisdom and understanding. Boethius argues that suffering can be used as a way to gain strength and resilience. He states that suffering can be used as a way to gain strength and resilience. He believes that by going through suffering, we can gain strength and resilience to face future challenges. He believes that suffering can be used as a way to gain strength and resilience. Main idea number 5. The nature of time. Boethius argues that time is an illusion and that the present moment is all that truly exists. He suggests that one should focus on the present and not worry about the future or dwell on the past. Boethius argues that time is an illusion, and that the present moment is all that truly exists. He suggests that one should focus on the present and not worry about the future or dwell on the past. He believes that time is a construct of the human mind, and that it is not a real thing. He argues that the past and future are both illusions, and that the only thing that is real is the present moment. He believes that by focusing on the present, one can live a more meaningful life and be more in tune with the world around them. He also believes that by understanding the nature of time, one can better understand the nature of life and the universe. Boethius argues that time is a concept created by humans to measure the passing of events. He believes that time is not a physical thing, but rather a mental construct. He suggests that time is an illusion, and that the only thing that is real is the present moment. He believes that by understanding the nature of time, one can better understand the nature of life and the universe. He also believes that by focusing on the present, one can live a more meaningful life and be more in tune with the world around them. Boethius argues that time is an illusion, and that the only thing that is real is the present moment. He believes that by understanding the nature of time, one can better understand the nature of life and the universe. He suggests that one should focus on the present and not worry about the future or dwell on the past. He believes that by focusing on the present, one can live a more meaningful life and be more in tune with the world around them. He also believes that by understanding the nature of time, one can gain insight into the nature of reality and the universe. Main idea number 6. The nature of God. Boethius argues that God is the ultimate source of all good and that he is the ultimate judge of all actions. He suggests that one should strive to live a life of virtue and piety in order to please God. Boethius argues that God is the ultimate source of all good and that he is the ultimate judge of all actions. He suggests that one should strive to live a life of virtue and piety in order to please God. He believes that God is the source of all that is good and that he is the ultimate judge of all actions. He further states that God is the ultimate source of all knowledge and wisdom, and that he is the ultimate source of all truth. He also believes that God is the ultimate source of all beauty and that he is the ultimate source of all love. Finally, Boethius argues that God is the ultimate source of all justice and that he is the ultimate source of all mercy. Boethius further argues that God is the ultimate source of all power and that he is the ultimate source of all strength. He believes that God is the ultimate source of all life and that he is the ultimate source of all hope. He also believes that God is the ultimate source of all peace and that he is the ultimate source of all joy. Finally, Boethius argues that God is the ultimate source of all goodness and that he is the ultimate source of all grace. In conclusion, Boethius argues that God is the ultimate source of all good and that he is the ultimate judge of all actions. He believes that one should strive to live a life of virtue and piety in order to please God. He further states that God is the ultimate source of all knowledge and wisdom, and that he is the ultimate source of all truth, beauty, love, justice, mercy, power, strength, life, hope, peace, and joy. Finally, Boethius argues that God is the ultimate source of all goodness and that he is the ultimate source of all grace. Main idea number 7. The nature of evil. Boethius argues that evil is the result of human choices and is not an inherent part of the universe. He suggests that one should strive to do good and avoid evil in order to live a life of virtue. Boethius argues that evil is not an inherent part of the universe, but rather the result of human choices. He suggests that one should strive to do good and avoid evil in order to live a life of virtue. He believes that evil is a consequence of our own actions, and that it is our responsibility to choose the right path. He also believes that by doing good, we can create a better world for ourselves and others. Boethius argues that evil is not something that is imposed upon us, but rather something that we create for ourselves. He believes that by making the right choices, we can create a better world for ourselves and others. Boethius also argues that evil is not something that is absolute, but rather something that is relative. He believes that what is considered evil in one situation may not be considered evil in another. He suggests that we should strive to understand the context of a situation before making a judgment about it. He believes that by understanding the context of a situation, we can make better decisions and avoid doing evil. Ultimately, Boethius argues that evil is a result of human choices and is not an inherent part of the universe. He believes that by making the right choices, we can create a better world for ourselves and others. He suggests that we should strive to do good and avoid evil in order to live a life of virtue. Main idea number 8. The nature of the soul. Boethius argues that the soul is immortal and is the source of all knowledge and wisdom. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate the soul in order to achieve true happiness. Boethius argues that the soul is immortal and is the source of all knowledge and wisdom. He suggests that the soul is the most important part of a person, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring lasting happiness. He believes that the soul is the essence of a person, and that it is the only thing that can truly be called self. He argues that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be alive, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be eternal. He believes that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be free, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be wise. Boethius argues that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be good, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be just. He believes that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be beautiful, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be true. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate the soul in order to achieve true happiness, and that one should strive to live in harmony with the soul in order to achieve true peace. He believes that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be divine, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be perfect. Boethius argues that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be immortal, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be eternal. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate the soul in order to achieve true happiness, and that one should strive to live in harmony with the soul in order to achieve true peace. He believes that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be divine, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be perfect. He argues that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be eternal, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be immortal. Main idea number 9. The nature of friendship. Boethius argues that friendship is a source of strength and comfort and should be cherished. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate meaningful relationships with others in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that friendship is a source of strength and comfort and should be cherished. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate meaningful relationships with others in order to find true happiness. Friendship, according to Boethius, is a bond of mutual understanding and trust between two people. It is a relationship that is based on mutual respect and admiration, and it is something that should be nurtured and cherished. Boethius believes that friendship is a source of joy and comfort, and it can help to bring out the best in people. He also believes that friendship can help to bring out the best in oneself, as it can provide a sense of security and belonging. Friendship can also provide a sense of purpose and direction in life, as it can help to provide a sense of stability and support. Boethius also argues that friendship is a source of strength and solace in times of difficulty. He suggests that friends can provide a sense of comfort and understanding in times of hardship, and can help to provide a sense of hope and optimism. He believes that friendship can help to bring out the best in people, and can help to provide a sense of purpose and direction in life. Boethius also believes that friendship can help to bring out the best in oneself, as it can provide a sense of security and belonging. Friendship can also provide a sense of stability and support, and can help to provide a sense of hope and optimism in times of difficulty. In conclusion, Boethius argues that friendship is a source of strength and comfort and should be cherished. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate meaningful relationships with others in order to find true happiness. Friendship, according to Boethius, is a bond of mutual understanding and trust between two people, and it is something that should be nurtured and cherished. Boethius believes that friendship is a source of joy and comfort, and it can help to bring out the best in people. He also believes that friendship can help to bring out the best in oneself, as it can provide a sense of security and belonging. Friendship can also provide a sense of purpose and direction in life, as it can help to provide a sense of stability and support. Main idea number 10. The nature of love. Boethius argues that love is the highest form of human emotion and should be pursued. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate love in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that love is the highest form of human emotion and should be pursued. He suggests that love is the foundation of all good things, and that it is the source of true happiness. He believes that love is the only thing that can bring lasting joy and contentment, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to God. Boethius further argues that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to each other, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to ourselves. He believes that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the divine, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the truth. Boethius argues that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the good, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the beautiful. He believes that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the perfect, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the eternal. Boethius further argues that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the divine, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the truth. He believes that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to each other, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to ourselves. Boethius argues that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the divine, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the truth. He believes that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to each other, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to ourselves. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate love in order to find true happiness, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the divine. Boethius further argues that love is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the good, and that it is the only thing that can truly bring us closer to the beautiful. Main idea number 11. The nature of death. Boethius argues that death is a natural part of life and should be accepted. He suggests that one should strive to live a life of virtue and wisdom in order to prepare for death. Boethius argues that death is a natural part of life and should be accepted. He believes that death is not something to be feared, but rather something to be embraced. He suggests that one should strive to live a life of virtue and wisdom in order to prepare for death. He believes that death is a necessary part of life, and that it should be accepted as such. He argues that death is a part of the cycle of life, and that it should be seen as a natural transition from one life to the next. He believes that death should be seen as a part of the journey of life, and that it should be embraced as a part of the process of life. Boethius also argues that death should be seen as a release from the suffering of life. He believes that death is a way to escape the pain and suffering of life, and that it should be seen as a way to find peace and solace. He believes that death should be seen as a way to find freedom from the struggles of life, and that it should be seen as a way to find peace and contentment. He believes that death should be seen as a way to find freedom from the worries and anxieties of life, and that it should be seen as a way to find joy and happiness. Ultimately, Boethius argues that death should be seen as a natural part of life, and that it should be accepted as such. He believes that death should be seen as a part of the cycle of life, and that it should be embraced as a part of the process of life. He believes that death should be seen as a way to find freedom from the struggles of life, and that it should be seen as a way to find peace and contentment. He believes that death should be seen as a way to find freedom from the worries and anxieties of life, and that it should be seen as a way to find joy and happiness. Main idea number 12. The nature of knowledge. Boethius argues that knowledge is the key to understanding the world and should be pursued. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate knowledge in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that knowledge is the key to understanding the world and should be pursued. He believes that knowledge is the foundation of all wisdom and that it is essential for living a meaningful life. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate knowledge in order to find true happiness. He states that knowledge is not only a source of understanding, but also a source of power. He believes that knowledge can be used to shape the world and to make it a better place. He also believes that knowledge can be used to gain insight into the nature of reality and to gain a deeper understanding of the universe. Boethius argues that knowledge is the only way to truly understand the world and to find true happiness. Boethius also argues that knowledge is not something that can be acquired easily. He believes that knowledge must be sought out and cultivated through hard work and dedication. He suggests that one should strive to learn as much as possible in order to gain a deeper understanding of the world. He believes that knowledge should be pursued with passion and enthusiasm in order to gain the most benefit from it. He also believes that knowledge should be shared with others in order to spread the wisdom and to help others find true happiness. Boethius' views on the nature of knowledge are still relevant today. He believed that knowledge was the key to understanding the world and should be pursued with passion and dedication. He also believed that knowledge should be shared with others in order to spread the wisdom and to help others find true happiness. His views on the importance of knowledge are still relevant today and should be taken into consideration when striving to gain a deeper understanding of the world. Main idea number 13. The nature of reason. Boethius argues that reason is the highest form of human thought and should be cultivated. He suggests that one should strive to use reason in order to make wise decisions and find true happiness. Boethius argues that reason is the highest form of human thought and should be cultivated. He suggests that reason is the key to understanding the world and making wise decisions. Reason is the foundation of knowledge and the source of true happiness. Reason is the ability to think logically and critically, to analyze and evaluate information, and to draw conclusions based on evidence. Reason is the capacity to understand the world and to make decisions based on that understanding. Reason is the ability to recognize the truth and to act accordingly. Boethius argues that reason should be cultivated in order to make wise decisions and find true happiness. He suggests that one should strive to use reason in order to make decisions that are based on evidence and logic, rather than on emotion or impulse. Reason should be used to evaluate the consequences of one's actions and to make decisions that are in one's best interest. Reason should be used to understand the world and to make decisions that are in line with one's values and beliefs. Boethius argues that reason is the highest form of human thought and should be cultivated. He suggests that reason is the key to understanding the world and making wise decisions. Reason is the foundation of knowledge and the source of true happiness. Reason should be used to evaluate the consequences of one's actions and to make decisions that are in one's best interest. Reason should be used to understand the world and to make decisions that are in line with one's values and beliefs. By cultivating reason, one can make wise decisions and find true happiness. Main idea number 14. The nature of truth. Boethius argues that truth is the ultimate source of knowledge and should be sought. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate truth in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that truth is the ultimate source of knowledge and should be sought. He suggests that truth is the foundation of all knowledge and understanding, and that it should be pursued with diligence and dedication. He believes that truth is the only thing that can bring true happiness and satisfaction in life. He further argues that truth is not something that can be found through mere speculation or guesswork, but rather through careful study and contemplation. He encourages us to strive to cultivate truth in order to find true happiness and fulfillment. Boethius also argues that truth is not something that can be found through mere opinion or conjecture. He believes that truth is something that must be discovered through careful study and contemplation. He encourages us to seek out truth in order to gain a better understanding of the world and our place in it. He believes that truth is the only thing that can bring true happiness and satisfaction in life. Ultimately, Boethius argues that truth is the ultimate source of knowledge and should be sought. He believes that truth is the foundation of all knowledge and understanding, and that it should be pursued with diligence and dedication. He encourages us to strive to cultivate truth in order to find true happiness and fulfillment. Main idea number 15. The nature of virtue. Boethius argues that virtue is the highest form of human behavior and should be pursued. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate virtue in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that virtue is the highest form of human behavior and should be pursued. He suggests that virtue is the foundation of true happiness, and that it is only through the cultivation of virtue that one can achieve true contentment. Boethius further argues that virtue is not something that can be acquired through external means, but rather something that must be cultivated internally. He suggests that one must strive to cultivate virtue in order to find true happiness, and that this is the only way to achieve true contentment. Boethius also argues that virtue is not something that can be acquired through material possessions or wealth, but rather something that must be cultivated through moral and ethical behavior. He suggests that virtue is the only path to true happiness, and that it is only through the cultivation of virtue that one can achieve true contentment. Main idea number 16. The nature of wisdom. Boethius argues that wisdom is the highest form of knowledge and should be sought. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate wisdom in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that wisdom is the highest form of knowledge and should be sought. He suggests that wisdom is the key to understanding the world and to finding true happiness. He believes that wisdom is not something that can be acquired through mere study or memorization, but rather it is something that must be cultivated through contemplation and reflection. Boethius argues that wisdom is not something that can be taught, but rather it is something that must be discovered through one's own experience. He believes that wisdom is the result of a deep understanding of the world and its workings, and that it is only through this understanding that one can truly be happy. Boethius also argues that wisdom is not something that can be acquired quickly, but rather it is something that must be developed over time. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate wisdom by engaging in thoughtful contemplation and reflection. He believes that wisdom is something that must be sought out and nurtured, and that it is only through this process that one can truly understand the world and find true happiness. Main idea number 17. The nature of justice. Boethius argues that justice is the foundation of a just society and should be pursued. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate justice in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that justice is the foundation of a just society and should be pursued. He suggests that justice is an essential part of human nature, and that it is the basis of all social order. He further argues that justice is the only way to achieve true happiness, as it is the only way to ensure that all people are treated fairly and equally. He believes that justice should be pursued not only for its own sake, but also for the benefit of society as a whole. He argues that justice is the only way to ensure that all people are treated with respect and dignity, and that it is the only way to ensure that all people have access to the same opportunities and resources. Boethius also argues that justice is not only a moral obligation, but also a practical necessity. He suggests that justice is the only way to ensure that all people are treated fairly and equally, and that it is the only way to ensure that all people have access to the same opportunities and resources. He believes that justice is the only way to ensure that all people are treated with respect and dignity, and that it is the only way to ensure that all people have access to the same opportunities and resources. He further argues that justice is the only way to ensure that all people are treated with respect and dignity, and that it is the only way to ensure that all people have access to the same opportunities and resources. Ultimately, Boethius argues that justice is the only way to achieve true happiness. He suggests that justice is the only way to ensure that all people are treated fairly and equally, and that it is the only way to ensure that all people have access to the same opportunities and resources. He believes that justice is the only way to ensure that all people are treated with respect and dignity, and that it is the only way to ensure that all people have access to the same opportunities and resources. He further argues that justice is the only way to ensure that all people are treated with respect and dignity, and that it is the only way to ensure that all people have access to the same opportunities and resources. Main idea number 18. The nature of beauty. Boethius argues that beauty is the highest form of art and should be appreciated. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate beauty in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that beauty is the highest form of art and should be appreciated. He believes that beauty is a reflection of the divine, and that it is something that should be sought after and admired. He suggests that beauty is not only something that can be seen, but also something that can be felt and experienced. He believes that beauty is something that can bring joy and peace to those who appreciate it. Boethius also suggests that one should strive to cultivate beauty in order to find true happiness. He believes that beauty is something that can be found in all aspects of life, from the natural world to the works of art and literature. He argues that beauty can be found in the simple things, such as a sunset or a flower, and that it should be appreciated and celebrated. He believes that by cultivating beauty, one can find true joy and contentment in life. Ultimately, Boethius argues that beauty is something that should be appreciated and celebrated. He believes that beauty is a reflection of the divine, and that it can bring joy and peace to those who appreciate it. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate beauty in order to find true happiness. Main idea number 19. The nature of music. Boethius argues that music is the highest form of expression and should be enjoyed. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate music in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that music is the highest form of expression and should be enjoyed. He believes that music is a powerful tool for expressing emotion and conveying meaning. Music can be used to express joy, sorrow, love, and other emotions. Boethius suggests that one should strive to cultivate music in order to find true happiness. He believes that music can bring people together and create a sense of unity. Music can also be used to express ideas and thoughts in a way that words cannot. Boethius argues that music is a powerful form of communication and should be appreciated and enjoyed. Boethius also argues that music can be used to bring about spiritual transformation. He believes that music can help one to connect with the divine and to experience a sense of peace and joy. Music can also be used to bring about healing and to help one to find inner strength and courage. Boethius suggests that music can be used to bring about a sense of harmony and balance in one's life. He believes that music can be used to bring about a sense of unity and understanding between people. Boethius argues that music is a powerful form of expression and should be appreciated and enjoyed. He believes that music can bring people together and create a sense of unity. Music can also be used to express ideas and thoughts in a way that words cannot. Boethius suggests that one should strive to cultivate music in order to find true happiness. He believes that music can bring about spiritual transformation and can be used to bring about a sense of harmony and balance in one's life. Main idea number 20. The nature of prayer. Boethius argues that prayer is the highest form of communication with God and should be practiced. He suggests that one should strive to cultivate prayer in order to find true happiness. Boethius argues that prayer is the highest form of communication with God and should be practiced. He believes that prayer is a way to express our deepest desires and needs to God, and that it is through prayer that we can find true happiness. Boethius suggests that prayer should be seen as a form of dialogue between us and God, and that it should be cultivated in order to deepen our relationship with Him. He believes that prayer is a way to open our hearts to God and to receive His grace and mercy. Boethius also argues that prayer is a way to seek guidance and understanding from God, and that it can help us to find peace and contentment in our lives. Ultimately, Boethius believes that prayer is an essential part of our spiritual journey and should be practiced regularly in order to find true happiness.